Okay, friends, let's see. I wonder why I'm hearing that. Okay. Gone, gone, gone. Very good. Okay, this is our, apparently our last official discussion. And it has to do with the practical issue of what we recognize. Now, none of us recognizes everything, and it's a group process. We're looking for those, whether we are right or wrong, and that's not so important. It's more why we think we are right. We are looking for those who are members of the new group of world servers today, or in the relatively immediate past. I don't want to go back to biblical times. I want to go back maybe 100 years at most, something like that, when it came into existence. And we're going to look at it according to Ray. Naturally, that would be the way to do it, because we serve according to our soul ray. I regret that I did not have a chance to read Ray's four, five, six, and seven methods of service. But I have to leave something for you to do. So if you will go to Esoteric Psychology 2 and look up the third law of the soul, which is the law of service, you will see the next few short paragraphs showing you how those upon the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rays serve. You know, I'll show you just very briefly where you will find. And let's see, I think maybe, oh, I don't know. Let's look there. And here it is right here. This is it. Okay, United Nations is filled with fourth ray servers, and they're looking for compromise. There's been someone here in Finland and generally in the Scandinavian countries, they're filled with peacemakers. Well, and right here in Finland, what was his name? Altasari? What's his name? The man who, Yeah. And there are a number of them. They go into these highly conflicted areas. But I'm not yet looking for the names, not yet. And the fifth ray types, they're going to be working. They're going to be working specifically on the reincarnation issue. They investigate the form, and they're finding what lies behind it. What's the idea behind the form? They're very active today. Um, They're leading people into the world of meaning. And this is the important thing. Their discoveries will end the present era of unemployment. And their investigations and improvements will add steadily to the idea of group interdependence, and will eventually ameliorate human conditions, so that one of the big causes of not having enough, causes of war, will be obviated, will be banished. So sometimes you wonder, all these robots are appearing for various purposes, and most people say, hey, they're taking my job. But in fact, it's going to be quite the opposite, and they will be liberated for leisure. Humanity will be liberated for self-cultivation. I'm just being very, you know, very light here. The six ray types, how do we really recognize ideals? And the main work of the disciples on this ray is to capitalize on the already developed tendency of humanity to recognize ideas, and avoiding the rocks of fanaticism and the dangerous shoals of superficial desire, train the world thinkers so ardently to desire the good, the true, and the beautiful, that the idea which should materialize in some form on earth can shift from the plane of the mind and clothe itself in some form on earth. Well, you know, it's part of the magical process to ardently desire the good. So they're working with desire, and you know how it is possible to arouse groups of people so that they really want the good. Sometimes they really want the bad, and other six types get in there, and they work at the demagogues negatively, work with this energy. And then finally, the seventh ray, disciples, to manifest the plan, really, on earth. They organize the evoked ideal, which will embody as much of the idea of God as the period and humanity can evidence and put in form on the earth. Make sure it really happens. Well, you get the idea. Turn to page 143, 44, right in there, and finish it off. Read how the different people serve. And this comes into a new method called, instead of dictatorial methods, it's leadership of a group by the group. So, these are so good. There's a difference between imposing an idea and evoking it, organizing it, and they start organized movements and for the good. Have you noticed this group of people? They call themselves Avaz, A-V-A-A-Z, or Avaz. Oh. They're in on every worthy cause. They find them. They bring the values to your attention. They ask for your participation in petitions. They ask for contributions. and they help you. They organize your intervention in making a better world. So just keep your lookout for Avaaz. It's liable to appear on your in your email, or you can look it up and you can see it's a very, very, very worthy method. And these Seventh-day disciples, they use magical words, words of power. The great invocation is considered to be a word of power. So, you know, before we say, well, how do the servers visible today serve on the different rays, we have to have a little idea about how servers on those rays serve. Sometimes it's really obvious, and sometimes it's more subtle. You know why? Because unlike first-ray servers, seventh-ray servers tend to work behind the scenes. They don't seek the limelight. They just organize the mess that everybody else has made. And they find a way to help the good happen in a manifestational manner.
Would you spell that one more time?
Would I say that one more time?
A-V-A-A-Z.
Yeah, I believe, you know, and it, obviously it means something. Avaaz organization, the World in Action, a U.S.-based nonprofit organization launched in 2007, promotes global activism on issues such as climate change, human rights. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, one of the big ways the seventh-ray types serve is through ecology and preserving the balance of nature. And, you know, when the poachers are going in and killing all these wonderful animals, it's the seventh-ray organizations that are countering them. It's not loud enough.
Whales.
I'll make you, see, you can't speak, you can't just speak because I can't get you there. I'm sorry. I'll do my best here. Just give me a moment. So here's Pamela. And there you go. Now, what did you want to say?
Sorry.
Now I hear.
Okay. I was going to say that Aquarian energy is involved with that seven ray because it's related to ecology.
Yes, that's true. And you know what's really interesting? What's really interesting is that it's not that the seventh ray cycle always occurs with Aquarius. No, that is an independent cycle. And it can be Aquarius 1, Aquarius 2, Aquarius 3, all through the seven rays. Now this is I think it's something like the seventh time that the seventh ray cycle has occurred with the Aquarius equinoctial age since the Aryan age began, something like that. There's some significant statement somewhere that this is the number seven, and so it's time really to manifest this. But you have to realize that Aquarius is more even a fifth ray sign than it is seventh ray sign. It just happens to be coinciding with the seventh ray. So you get an idea. Now look, I want to make things easy, and I want to spare myself having to be omniscient here. I'm certainly not. And, you know, it takes the group observing life and what people do to come up with suggestions. And I'll tell you what, maybe someone, I don't know, could you, Joanna, write down the names under the rays that we have? And maybe I'll try to do a little something on that too. But I want to make sure that I get them. Now, we don't know whether we're wrong. In some cases, we do know we are right. I'm going to make, I'm going to make these quite big. So you can make a list that looks reasonable. I'll just throw stuff down. Okay. Now I'm not going to start with Ray 1. No. Why might that be? We're secondary group here, and we're much more, I think, get rid of this here. I'm backing up my whole computer. After having some sad things and seeing some bad things occur. Now, let's start with Ray 2. And let's see if I can yeah, we'll do it that way. Okay. Now, since we're a Ray 2 group and we are in touch with many other essentially Ray 2 groups, and if they're not entirely Ray 2, if they're Ray 1, they are fundamentally Ray 2. We can talk about people who love their fellow beings, who are skilled in action, who are intelligent, who see ahead. You know, all these things that we said were qualifications for the new group of world servers. They have a vision. They're functioning under Taurus, the Ajna Center. They're creating harmony where they go because they're a Ray 4 group, essentially, and they're making sure that no breaks occur between the past and the present. That's what DK says. It's such a good thing about the fourth ray, and then he says, look, not many fourth ray disciples yet, but a lot of them are working at the UN. You know, and that doesn't necessarily mean not just in the entertainment business. Like, you know, there's some wonderful actors. When you look at someone like Daniel Day-Lewis, if anybody's familiar with his acting, he can transform himself into anything. And so could Laurence Olivier. Who knows? Maybe for some of the supreme actors and Meryl Streep, it's hard to say. Are we seeing the soul? What are we seeing? But in the arts, you will find these people, but not necessarily just because they can play an instrument or sing or act, okay? So we don't know for sure. We don't know enough about their soul. But when I saw him play Abraham Lincoln, I thought I was looking at Lincoln. You know what I mean? There's some people that are just amazing in their ability to identify with others and become those others. Now, look, which modern people are fulfilling these qualities? And remember, you may have heard of some of the higher ones who are third and fourth degree initiates, which doesn't mean there's not thousands of good people working in the servers that you're never going to hear about because they're not prominent yet. Okay, so who do we say? Well, he's the one that's liable to come up. How do you spell it? AI. This is it. And I don't think anyone can doubt that he's on the high end of the new group of world servers on the second ray and a lot of fourth ray. He really is an amazing harmonizer. When Tu and I were in Tallinn, some time ago, Dalai Lama was visiting and the president was too afraid to come and meet him because it was some Russia was saying no, you know. So they wouldn't come out and meet the Dalai Lama. And so one of the members of the press said, Your Holiness, suppose our president had the courage to come out and meet you. What would you say to him? Dalai Lama thought and said, well, I would say, hello. You know, immediately the whole situation diffused. He knew what to do to create the harmony, the humor. You know, he talks about himself. He says, I love, probably has a fifth in mind. I love to take watches apart. He says, I just not so good at putting them back together. You know, I mean, he makes people relax with humor, and I'm just like you, although he's a high initiate. Okay, Dalai Lama. Who else? Nelson Mandela, not under Ray 2. No. But I mean, you know, this doesn't mean that these rays are not there. As a matter of fact, I think Mandela has a Ray 2 personality, but not his soul. A friend of his, who's a friend of the Dalai Lama, so they really enjoy being with each other. He's a real Christian. He's the real thing. And high in the church, but not that kind of firebrand, you know, not that. Instead, he's a very broad and understanding man, right? So some of these luminaries really stand out. You know, in the tapestry books, I offer a lot of examples of rays, but that's from across history, long before the new group of world servers would have been established. Long before that. So we can't go back too far. Now, who else? And let's just say you can write in those of you who are not in this room, but use the little question mark thing. We're working on the second ray. Members of the new group of world servers as we would see them. Any?
Michael?
Yes?
Diana says Angelina Jolie.
Well, you know, I have a feeling she's heading in that direction. So that's, I think it's not happening entirely, but she certainly knows that. Matter of fact, we just don't know to what extent the sixth ray is involved as well for Angelina Jolie. But first ray or second or sixth ray, she's a Gemini. She's a Gemini with a lot of rulership in Libra, but she has the 29th degree of Cancer rising, the great mother. Okay, she's got six kids. Are they all adopted? I don't know. I think she has six adopted children. I put it under the sixth ray because of the way she approaches.
Angelina.
I'm these days, the way I feel, I'm right with the right angina. There we go. Thank you. Okay, BL, you can help me. Well, of course, you know, when you really look at it, that's of course true. And, you know, all of these people who were around the Tibetan and his Ernest Stern students. Well, here's another one, of course. Yes, he's definitely. Now, should I put Foster Bailey here? Well, that's nice, but the wrong ray.
Yeah,
wrong ray. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to put the wrong ray, huh? So, hold on just 1 second. Hold on. It's not being heard. There's something peculiar here, and I'm just going to rely upon Joanna for getting the right formatting here. Because I'm not doing it for sure. But that doesn't make any difference for right this moment.
Michael, when you have, there are comments when you have a moment.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look. Okay, Foster Bailey. And Rebecca said, Jolie, okay, those particular people and the lesser people there too. The higher people in the organization and the lesser people on the world stage.
And I would say that the people you don't know, who
was
behind the scenes.
Yes, yes.
Completely unknown, and they are usually third initiates these people, as high as that.
Yes, and even the fourth degree is possible.
Yeah. But there's also those many turned off who work behind the scenes who are simply ordinary, totally dedicated people. They may not be especially distinguished, as you say, but they may be. Now, here I'm going to say, I'm going to put another person here. Auditor. He drank He womanized and he used the Shambhala force in a pure and disinterested manner. Okay, so some of the leaders, and of course, I have to put in great disciple, as DJ calls him, Franklin. And I can't think that Winston Churchill should be left out. You know, he was a very smart man, Winston Churchill. You know what he did after all the war business was finished? Not only did he get into art and all of his methods of self-expression, but he wrote a sixth volume, I think it was, treatise on the history of the English-speaking people. He got the Pulitzer Prize for it, or one of those prizes. I mean, this man was a genius in his own way, and a political savior of Europe and his country. Now I'm going to, as so actually, Anne Veronica is working with Avaz. She says here, and they're under the seventh ray, she says, and becoming more and more sensitive to the ecological issues of plant and animal life and so forth, and pollution, etc. Yeah, it's a very powerful way. Okay, now I don't know enough to say anything about John Lennon, but, you know, he died young. Who knows what he might have become. He had a huge influence. this is very painful. But it's possible that we could put him under the fourth ray. Because you can serve along your personality ray line or your soul ray line. So let's put him in. I don't know enough not to.
Heike also added Ron Doss and Louise says Jimmy Carter.
I would say, yes.
Leonard Cohen.
Hold on.
Leonard Cohen.
Oh,
no. He was a monk.
Hold on.
We can't hear you, Michael.
That's only because I'm muted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just having a little issue here.
And Louise added Jimmy Carter.
Absolutely. And look, Jimmy Carter, I could put in both places. He's a separate soul, obviously, to me. And he's on his way to the second ray, obviously, to me. Anyway, you know, what they do, this Habitats for Humanity. Isn't it so? I believe so. Now let me fix this up and set as default. Okay. Okay. Jimmy Carter is a very good one. You know, I keep on looking. Is there a president who really lives up to his own ideals? And those ideals are positive. Look, he had high interest rates. They tried to get rid of him because of his impact on financial circumstances. They succeeded in getting rid of them. And what did he do? Go lick his wounds. He went out there and he served humanity. Incredibly, here he is, 95 years old, with a hammer in his hand. He's a double Libra with a Scorpio something. Yeah.
Kuten Marianne Williamson. Is it a Ray 2?
Who is it now?
Marianne Williamson, who is going to perhaps the president of the United States. Let's hope.
Well, Marianne Williams is not a
chance. Yes, I agree.
Let's have, yeah. When you finish talking, go off, so otherwise you get that big echo. Marianne Williamson seemed to, and maybe, you know, brought some degree of humanism and sanity, and obviously her poetry is just all about making the human being better, and in such a beautifully sophisticated way she operates. It's amazing that she even ran for president, but it was more to leaven the crowd of candidates who are all talking about, you know, the bread and butter issues and power and all the rest of it. And she comes in with, what is it like to be a true soul, a true idealist?
What do you think of Tulsi Gabbard?
I don't know enough to say about it. She is a Hawaiian representative of some kind. And I just couldn't say, not yet. She has some very tough views concerning defense, and that's one of her watchwords to be elected because of her experience in the military. That's about what I know. I don't know much more. Now, let's see what else.
Michael?
Yes?
Michael?
Yes.
To add, Jacinda, I'm sorry, I don't know her last name, the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
It seems.
And then you also have a number of new ones from Antoinette, Frieda, Cassandra, and Chris.
I'm looking at them right now. Tich Nhat Hanh. See, the spiritual teachers, are they members of the servers? In general, yes. And I think this man is a spiritual teacher, Antoinette. I think I'm correct. Is that so?
Yes.
Oh, I you know, and I would actually say, let's just say yes, that he is that. Let's just say yes. And we would say that a lot about many. So Tichnhat, and you know, I'm not used to the spelling here. Than. Now let's see. BL said, "Aha." BL said something, and I had someone in my mind very strongly, and it fell out. You know, there's an Einfall. It's the German word for intuition. And maybe there's something called an Ausfall when it falls out, and that's it. I'm trying to think of I'm trying to think, of course, when it comes to the seventh ray, I would say that the author, Carlos Castaneda, was important because he introduced us to Don Juan. So I'm going to put him down because he's relatively recent. And he introduced the seventh ray types to a whole new way of thinking about their magical abilities. So, sorry for the bad formatting. Okay.
How about Nikola Tesla for seventh grade?
Tesla, yes, was a combination. As a luminary, he's, a fifth ray soul with a seventh ray. You know, you may have read about him. Maybe you've read a biography. As a personality, he was fanatically neat and orderly. And it seems to me that there's a combination of scientific magic there. So let's put him down under both the fifth ray and the seventh ray, and I think it's correct. Tesla. That's okay. And here is a two. This should be a two. No, this is not meant for a beautiful presentation. But Tesla, of course, is now being discovered, and he wanted to give things to humanity, and actually he was opposed by the money interests, of course. And they say, not only is the theory that he starved to death in his bleak New York apartment, but he was actually done in. But who knows? We don't know exactly. But he had some amazing abilities that are still being researched. He was ahead of his time. The old was another man too on the fifth ray. They say he was so close to certain discoveries that the, I mean, it's almost like a joke. The masters had to come in at night and scramble his notes. So he couldn't. Was his name Greeley or, I can't remember the name. But he was one of those people that in the Theosophical days was right on the trail of the vril and the ether, the subtle energies, all the rest of it.
You have about 10 more suggestions in the questionnaire.
We cannot rush. Cannot rush. So I would say. So Ram Dass is there, yes, yes, yes. And you know, the just because you're a spiritual teacher, it doesn't mean you're necessarily a member of the servers. There have been some pretty off the chart spiritual teachers. You have read now about John of God. Not so good, huh? He's in Brazil. A lot of people go to him to get healed and have an abusive experience. You know. I'm not hearing.
Oprah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That would be correct. That would be correct. And let's put her under the second ray. It's much easier to find the second ray types. We'll try to see if what's going on in third ray.
David Brooks of the New York Times.
Well, we'll have different. He's an intelligent man who writes good things. It's hard to say just yet.
On what? On service, that was quite nice. Many mountains or second mountain.
So what ray would you put him under?
I don't know.
It's hard. He's always lucid. He's always reasonable. Third ray, I don't know.
He wrote one yesterday about how it's important to know how people think rather than about what they think.
How it's important to know what?
He said he just wrote, I don't know how, what ray is. He wrote yesterday how important it is to know in terms of politics about how people think and why they have arrived at their conclusions rather than what the conclusions are.
Okay.
Now, I just thought that's what we were talking about.
How people
are affected by the thoughts rather than what they think about. Rather than content, it's the context.
Remember the nervous.
Very Gemini.
I'll put him down. Because who's to say? But we get this impression. I always read him when I can. Because he's eminently reasonable. That's the thing about him.
He doesn't incite people with his thought.
No. He doesn't. And when it comes to, let's take a look at Bill Gates and all his charity. Let's take a look at Warren Buffett, as some of you have. You know, because some of these people recover from being selfish. You know what I mean? They I don't know what they think. Look, Bill Gates is pretty tough on people. He said, don't think you're going to be rewarded for not doing good work. You know, he was very, very tough on the young people who were coming into the field, but maybe that's just what's needed, you know?
My brother Chase was also very tough on the people. He was also very tough on the people he was giving money to. He demands results from the money.
results. Yeah.
Very much so.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Is Buffett R5, Warren Buffett 5?
No, we have to be careful.
So you know when you're going to talk.
Turn mine off, otherwise we get this big echo. Okay? As long as we're in the third ray area, we have philosophers, we have thinkers. Here's another person that's obviously third ray. And you can say, well, what is his contribution to humanity? He certainly clarifies the intellect of humanity. People don't like necessarily what he says. He's a great linguist, and he demands. Oh, and absolutely, absolutely under the 2-6 banner is Pope Francis. Now, you know, it's really hard. But obviously, he's playing such a role in today's world, a role of sanity. And people say, you're interfering where you don't belong, blah, blah, blah. But lucky we have him. He's so different. The other pope had his good academic virtues, but couldn't reach the people. Pope Francis is a combination of Cancer and Sagittarius. I forget which is the which, I think.
It would do with the first ray a little bit in him.
I'm sorry.
I said Pope Francis, he could do with some first ray in his makeup somewhere.
We can all along with along with ray 6. But, you know, I'm glad at this time that he's Pope. Now, remember what says in the prophecy, this is the last Pope. Well, what does that mean? This is the last Dalai Lama. Yeah. What does that mean? Let's see. Let's see what that means, because we are really in the end times, and it's very possible to attack the Vatican. Very possible. Yes, Asha.
The Prime Minister of
England, he's still in the political realm and has not proven over the years that he is a person of good. When you kind of eliminate your population and put them to the side, to me, that's the force of division. Now, I know the Muslims.
My understanding.
I'm sorry?
My understanding is different, but I'm not going to go into the
side. Okay, okay. Okay, whatever. We can put him in the area. I would put it with a strong question mark. He's a great, great friend of Donald Trump, and he seems to be operating by division at the moment, both in the Kashmir and also now in his own neighborhood. Is millions of people being disenfranchised. They can't vote, they won't be voting. You know, what is that? So we'll just ask with a question mark, and I'll just say, investigate. See, the first thing is, these people absolutely have to be men and women of goodwill. How do you find one? Really? What makes a man or woman of goodwill. And as opposed, well, you know, you're not going to suggest Viktor Orban, are you? The head of Hungary? No, he's put a iron curtain, or whatever you want to call it, a fence around his country, hasn't he? No one allowed. We are, you know, maybe he's correct. We are a Christian country. We don't need this. So that's that. You're not going to put Bolsonaro on this list, are you? Let's burn the forest. Who cares? You know, some are politicians. Some are politicians with good impulses. Some are more humanitarians even than politicians. And I have to say that maybe Roosevelt was one, and certainly we would be putting Lincoln down here because he was an avatar, says the Tibetan, chosen by the people, arising from the very soul of the people. But it's too early. There have been, you know, this is not yet the new group of world service time. It's all the little people that are joining that make it into something. We only know the luminaries. We can't go into all these groups and mention people that, you know, we just don't know. So we're mentioning the creme de la creme, the higher strata of servers. That's what we're doing here. But there's so many others. Now let's see. There's a lot of questions, a lot of suggestions going on here. And I'm going to see what we've got. Okay. Well, there's Gloria Steinem. She's a very powerful feminist, and she's done a lot for the movement. It's hard to say, maybe more an idealist, you know. Stephen Hawking, well, of course, Paramahamsa Yogananda, he's might as well be a member of the hierarchy. He's an initiate. Stephen Hawking, we don't need God. Okay, but he had a great mind. And he revealed many, many things. Is his mind on service in that way? I don't know. And now here is Jacinda Ardern, who seems to be showing very positive political instincts, which are humanitarian at the same time. It's like, you know, we could say, yeah, maybe yes, maybe yes. It's too early to tell. We don't know yet. But it looks that way. I'll tell you what we should do. Is there a way, BL? I'm not going to just try to transfer all these things. Now, here's this little girl.
Michael.
Thunberry.
Michael. Greta,
you know, she's just starting. But that's like save the planet, you know. That's the kind of material you're talking about. Yes, BL, go ahead.
I retyped all of those comments in the chat box so everyone can see them.
That's a great help. Thank you. Richard Branson, he has the head of many aviation, what is it, Virgin Atlantic? Is that his?
Yeah. Yeah. Is he five?
Of all of these people who has, who seem to be owners and big CEOs, Branson seems to have the humanitarian attitude. Yes.
Albert Einstein.
Well, yes, it's a little early, but you might say so. He struggled very hard to save humanity from atomic destruction. Without the letter that he wrote to Roosevelt, basically gearing up the whole Manhattan Project. Who knows what might have happened? They broke through, the fifth ray ashram broke through. So Einstein, I see, I don't see any point now in me typing, okay, all that, but we'll talk. What?
Einstein 5 or 2.
Einstein did what?
What ray?
Oh, 3 and 5, with a second ray personality. And I once thought he might have had a second ray monad, but I don't think so now. I think it's the third ray. He thought the whole universe could be understood through music. After all, he was a Pisces, and he had Cancer rising. We discussed it before. The two mediumistic signs together, a Pisces with Cancer rising. But he was very hard-headed, and that is demonstrated by Saturn and Mercury together in Aries. So he, you know, you say, oh, nice Einstein. He used to clown with the kids and, you know, pretend to be a goofus and all the rest of it. But no, he was very serious thinker. So, you know, that would be put down. And Ramana Maharshi, it's I would agree with you, but it's just too early. It's before the servers were really founded. And yes.
I'd like to mention Andrew Yang, who's the vice president of the
Yang. Yeah, I understand that. I just don't know yet. Do we know? See, what does it take for someone to really prove themselves over time? What does it take? He's in there he's an executive, powerful, and he's a presidential candidate, right? And he has very good ideas.
There is a group self-organizing on the internet called Yang Yangers, and he also only has just over $1 million. It's not like he has a whole lot of money. He has enough money to serve his family, but he can't retire. So I just...
Some kind of idealism, and I think... You have to look what DK said. Political work is done by types on three rays. The first ray, the sixth ray, and the seventh ray. Now you look back at Benjamin Franklin. You look back at Thomas Jefferson. That was seventh ray work. You look back at George Washington and some of those other more commanding presences like Lincoln, that's first ray work. And then you also get Jimmy Carter and people like that. That's sixth ray political work. I'm sorry?
Gorbachev.
Yes, absolutely. Now, maybe Russia doesn't feel that way. I was in Russia in 1990 or 1991. They didn't like him. He didn't speak the king's Russian, the Tsar's Russian, and the shops were empty. I went into a shop there. I don't know what I thought I'd find. And there was one cake of lard. That was it. This was, you know, supposed to be like a place where you could buy supplies and meat and things like that. One cake of lard. It was a tough time, and they blamed him for it. But his wisdom was very, very strong, so I want to put him down under the first ray. And he's a person for world peace, always warning about the danger that lies ahead when the hotheads get a hold of the situation. So Gorbachev, yes. Yeah, there's a nice R, and I'm not sure how that's spelled, but maybe close enough. Yes, Asha.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes, seventh ray. seventh ray. Someone mentioned her earlier, and I believe so. There's no way. Yeah, she must have huge experience on the seventh ray. What has she done? What has she done for humanity? What do you think? Yes, very true. So many people in the church just hate her. You know, I mean, the old days, sixth ray hated the seventh ray, sixth ray hated the fifth ray. Now they don't hate the fifth ray so much, but they sure do hate the seventh ray, which is their replacement. So she has opened the possibility to a more magical society. Is it real magic? Is it magic with goodwill? Is it white magic? Mostly from her heroes, it is. It is. But remember that we are going to have to fight against the, what DK calls the purely mental magicians.
Just thinking about religion and changing, you know that with Saturn and the Buddha conjunction coming up from Buddha in Capricorn, the last time that happened in 1578,
I think it was. Two months before that was when Martin Luther nailed the thesis on the door of the Wittenberg Church.
That was
the last time, so I wonder what will happen this time that will affect the church, and who's going to do that?
The 190-something
that Martin Luther brought about with the Reformation. So,
may the power of the one life
all all souls. May the love of the one characterize the lives of all who see us. May we fulfill our part in the one world through self-forgetfulness, harmlessness, and right skills. 1 minute silence.
You were
finishing. Sorry, that conjunction was January 15, 18. The last time Saturn Pluto conjunct. 15, 18.
And one was
and Martin Luther nailed it up 2 months before that.
Well, that's a huge change. Now, Martin Luther. Someone turn off their good. Do you know his sign? Martin Luther. He was a Scorpio. With Leo rising. He was definitely first, he was first ray. And the Reformation came in. Well, look, we're up for some kind of Reformation. Wait, I hear nothing.
No. That I said, there's such a powerful first ray with that conjunction in Capricorn. You know, that the power, it's just, it cannot go unnoticed by a major reconstruction or regeneration, or I don't know, it could be difficult to put what is going to happen, but it won't just go without nothing.
It won't pass with nothing. No. And I just want to say one.
We lost you, Michael.
Yeah, that's because I'm lost. Lost. Okay, there we go. Now you should have found me.
Yes.
We have to be very careful how fast we talk because we have to come back in. Martin Luther is a Scorpio. The Pluto was so important. And basically, he started what changed the entire Christianity as a first-race soul, says DK. Okay, but of course, Martin Luther was the old school, and now we're experiencing it again. Along the same line, someone said Mother Teresa, which is absolutely correct. There's a person who year after year after year proved herself, as you might say, they called her the daughter of Kali, or an incarnation of the goddess of death. She dealt with the dying people, the weak and the dying people, year after year, and she offered that opportunity for others to give themselves in service. Now that's really new group of world servers. It's along the sixth ray. She was going through terrible doubt. You know the story.
Yeah.
But she just kept going.
What about Martin Luther King? I could see him on a couple different rays.
Definitely. Right.
I don't have you, Michael.
And I don't have
you. Because it's a holiday for January 15th.
Yeah, he's Capricorn. Capricorn. With Taurus rising. Okay.
Oh, but it's why, sir.
There's another one. Albert Schweitzer. Turn off. The minute we have someone speak and then a response has to be made, we have to turn that off. He was born in the, 1870s? Something like that. Had everything. A third degree initiate. Had everything. And gave everything up to serve Schweitzer. And what ray would you put him under? He was a great musician. Are you on or are we on?
I'm off now. You just asked
test, it. Test. That's better. Uh-huh. Right. Very good. Okay, look, we're not going to continue forever here. We just want to get the idea. And the idea is that it's easier to find people on the second ray and the sixth ray and so forth than it is on some of the other rays. So who were we just talking about? Albert? Now, of course, he was, I don't know what year he died. Was it in the 40s? If someone can look that up. He was a Libra, probably with Scorpio rising. Yeah, there are many. Okay, and here's Mati. How do you spell Ahtisaari? Marty.
Two T's. No, A H T.
Hurry. There's A A T. Spell it.
A Adam Harry. Tuya Iris. Sheldon. Double A, double Adam.
I. Okay.
What about Princess Diana? What would you say about her?
I would say yes. Yes. On the second ray. But not having really had the chance to develop it. But yes, well, I don't, well, you know, just think of what it could have been. Okay. But yes, I would say, you know, just because you're royalty doesn't mean anything. Prince Andrew is not, Princess Diana is. Right. Okay, look. That's enough. You get the idea. The idea is that it requires a great deal of honest research. And the people who are the leaders in this kind of group and stand at a higher position have to have had the opportunity to really prove themselves before humanity. And then there's all the other people who are on the second degree, probably never heard of them. And then there's all the men and women of goodwill who are aspiring to become true members of the new group of world servers. And there's just so many people now that are rightly oriented. But it's a group project, in a way, to go through the rays and find out who's serving and in what way. You know, we know we're missing things here, big, big things. I wouldn't necessarily go into the pit of the New York Stock Exchange and expect to find servers on the third ray, nor would I look for, what do they call them, hedge fund managers. You know, this is greed. Give me everything I don't care what you have. I want to get all I can. And yet there are people who definitely belong there. There was a statement made that the richest among us this last year made $1.4 or $1.2 trillion. And that's got to come from somewhere, doesn't it? They're not just printing money. So it's just obvious that the rich are becoming richer and the poor are being lied to and told they are becoming richer. But they're really essentially, when the bottom drops out, they will see like everybody else. It seems very easy, the love wisdom, to find the love wisdom types in this group. Maybe it's just easy for us. I'm not necessarily going to include the fifth ray guy that's with the new cars. What's his name again?
Elon Musk.
I can't really say that. He is an entrepreneur. He is progressive. All that. He's got a lot of issues. I can't say that. There's a lot of prominent people that you cannot say they are members of the new group of world servers. They're in their arena. They're doing what they do. But they're not necessarily people of proven, effective, group conscious goodwill. Not yet. So we have to be extremely discriminating in this whole question. And so the same goes, if you will, BL, just, you know, get, assemble what people have written, and we can see then, hold on.
Yes, I'll send you the question and answer report that will have all of their comments.
Okay, that's good, because obviously some are correct and some are not. But at least the idea is to think in this direction. Now, who is speaking?
Just sent you and BL the copy that I've been making for this discussion.
Oh, you've been making it too?
Yes. Yeah. You asked
Excellent.
Me to.
Okay, BL, then look it over.
In the Arcane School, keep your eyes open. At the very end of every meditation report, who do you recognize as a member of the new group of world servers? Because it sensitizes you to who's really doing the master's work. And you can find these people. It's not necessarily the average good person. We have lots of average good people. They're not really ongoingly committed to the welfare of humanity along a certain line. But they're helpful, okay? So we have to discriminate between the high-powered people who are going to serve and serve and serve and serve and those who say, yeah, I love my fellow man, and I wish everything was just fine with everybody. But then there are the workers. That's the key. And you ask yourself, are you one that says, yeah, I like everybody to be happy. I don't do a lot about it, but I'd like them to be happy. Or are you a real worker on behalf of some area of the divine plan? Right? Tuya, are you leaving?
No.
Okay, because I'm about to close it down. Are there any questions?
The fact of belonging to this group of new world servers does not take into account the failures, many failures that we still have personally? these people that we have mentioned. This does not, I mean, it runs in parallel, the fact of developing oneself in a good condition and doing a good work for humanity.
Like I said, probably a lot of these people maybe are circling around the third initiation or have done a lot of work on the second initiation. That's not everybody. And you don't have to be an esotericist. Matter of fact, most are not. They're helping without knowing a thing about all the stuff that we study so hard. So lots of people are slowly getting their strength to emerge. And maybe one day they emerge as prominent. I mean, look who was up, Oprah, in the beginning. That's an amazing story. She's just a person who was abused and had a really tough life. And then what was it about her? Obviously paying a lot of karma, but a high soul, right? Obviously. So we can be surrounded by people who have the real deep ability and we don't recognize it. So, out of all this, what would you say? Tui, would you like to say something?
I would like to say that this has been a wonderful week. And we are closing our webinars. But we were earlier already deciding with the Bill that we will collect the comments of people when we were sharing. I was just thinking, what about that we will make a little, what is that in English, this kind of booklet, like that. So collecting these comments, and you could still send for us comments about your experiences and your insights, your ideas, and then put this together. So that they have some kind of established thing that everybody could have in their hands. And I want to really thank everybody. So far, we still continue. We have a closing ceremony starting at 6:10 p.m. GMT. And then after that, there is 8 p.m. GMT going to be closing for the Global Silent Circle and the 2025 initiative is the host. So I don't know, is it going to be sent from Jerusalem or from New York? I don't know that, but the link will come, so we will participate into that. And that's it for today. But because this is not only stopping now, right now. So it is descending in us, and it's good to contemplate. And let us all remember now when these programs are stopping, that we still continue our inner work. And all these openings, what has happened, and all these wonderful realizations being connected all around the world, so that we just stand still and continue, work hard, learn more, become better and more effective, and the vision can grow. So there is a lot for us still to do. And by the way, I just want to, if I could transmit for you the image from here. And it's basically the one who is the leader is almost awake and all the time. The rest of the group is napping here and there. So we can see that it has been taking already some, how do you say, pole. sometimes, what is that in English, Michael? Yeah. So that, but anyway, thank you so very much for everybody. Thank you, lasting, and thank you for going last. And Michael, would you like to turn the camera there that we can wave to people? Or shall I do that? What about I do? So I will do that. I try. If it is going to work. I'm not quite sure. Hello. And look at that. There is the group waving to all of you. Lots of love from us. And hear you again in the broadcast at 6:10 p.m. GMT. So nicely they are sitting and participating.
So we set up broadcast, and then the Global Silent Circle is going to
listen. Yes, I have written, but I'm not quite sure. Is it correct? I tried to contact to Sasha.
Really, an amazing world. We're
wonderful. And by the way, Alex is sending her love to everybody. Give my love to all the sisters. So I give the love from Alex to everybody. She would like to participate but cannot at the moment.
Okay, everybody, we'll resume in about a little less than 3 hours. And then our final
final silent work. It's been quite a week. And I know a lot of you have been with us quite faithfully and doing your own celebration of the servers and attempt to understand very faithfully. And it's demanding, and we haven't scratched the surface yet. We have not. But we know more than we knew before, and hopefully we feel a deeper sense of participation in this behind-the-scenes subjective support for the good is trying to emerge on the outer level. That's what we're here to do, and I can assure you that in the next 5 years, everything you've got will be called for. Okay, lots of love, many blessings, and we'll see you in about 3 hours, a little less, and then after that, we'll close the whole process. And what, eat ice cream or what? I'm not sure what is the fitting thing to do, but something like that. Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. Before people leave, wouldn't you like to collect your money?